Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're live at Circus Sports in Kentucky with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. But we say hello now to our buddy David Kells, Chief Venues Officer with Bridgestone Arena and the Nashville Predators. David, how you doing?
It's a good day. How about y'all? The sun is out. Year 50. This is amazing.
Oh, it's definitely a lot better than it was the last couple of weeks. That is for sure.
No doubt.
Really cool. Got to be there the other night, Wednesday night, with Luke Bryan. His bobblehead night. He sang the anthem. He was there with his family. And, I mean, to me, this is just a Nashville thing that you all have developed these relationships with these artists that you can ask them to do things like this. So how does all of that come about, and how cool was it to have Luke in the building on Wednesday?
He's always an awesome supporter of the organization. You know, he sang the anthem numerous times. He's saying it during our playoff runs. But one of the things that we're super fortunate to be is we're people's hometown arena. We're people's hometown team. So they may be, you know, superstars and travel the world, but when they come to see a show, they come to Bridgestone Arena to see that show. When they come to see a hockey game, they come to root on the Pred. When they come to a family show with PBR or the rodeo, they come with their family to us. So it's a wonderful relationship that we have with Luke Bryan's team. Dierks Bentley did a bobblehead earlier this year. We've got Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood coming up later. Last year, there were a whole bunch of great ones. So it's just wonderful to be people's hometown team, people's hometown place for entertainment. And it just makes Nashville special as a whole.
You know, and it's obviously, like, if you ask somebody and they can't do it, it's disappointing. But how many times do you run into, you ask them and they're like, man, I really want to, but I'm on tour, or I got something going on. I feel like you guys have run into that a time or two.
And that's what it is. It's never a hard no. It's never a, oh, sorry, Preds, we don't do that. It's a scheduling thing, or they want to make sure that it's as big as possible or as meaningful as possible. I mean, Luke Bryan the other night was tied to heart charities for people with, you know, different heart diseases, and that's something close to his team and his camp. So we were able to tie in charity initiatives, and sometimes we use it as promotional for an upcoming concert. So it's all these great things that are able to come together.
David Kells is with us from Bridgestone Arena, the Nashville Predators. David, I know that there's a nice little break here for the hockey team, but that means that you still work. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, especially next week. Virginia and Ohio State are coming here for a basketball game. SEC tournament's coming back in March. I mean, do you ever have a break?
We do, but I mean, we've got a great team to make sure people get home and see their family and loved ones. But I say all the time, without people coming in to see something awesome, Bridgestone Arena is just four walls and some seats. And it really is that connection of a great event with the great fans that make it something special and create memories for everybody. So when we saw that the Olympic break was there, my gosh, we reach out to event producers and promoters and let them know we've got some dates here, and they bring amazing things to us. You mentioned the Ohio State-Virginia game. That college basketball landscape has changed, so we're doing a lot more one-off games. So this will be another great one coming our way. On February 15th, we have Ashante and Trey Songz coming our way. So again, something for everybody while the Preds are out on the Olympic break.
I got to think people see, or event people, promoters see how well the SEC tournament is run, and you guys do such a great job. That arena looks so good. I got to think people look at that and say, you know what? Let's get a basketball game in there. Is this kind of how the Virginia Ohio State game came about?
Correct. I mean, they know. I mean, the entire SEC team, because they're here right in year in and year out. We know them. They know us. We know how to do things well. We know how to grow things every year. And so it's become a destination for basketball. And now with basketball programs looking for different ways to play games, we're a great city for that. We are a destination city. So people know that, my gosh, your fan bases are going to travel to come to have a great time in Nashville, see a great game, and enjoy the rest of the city for a couple of days.
Absolutely. And, David, I think you also got a little ace up in the sleeve with F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville. I mean, I've done Cats games up there. What a nice little place to have up there. And I say nice little place like it's the little brother to Bridgestone Arena. But, I mean, I think it's a perfect arena. It's in a great city in Clarksville. You guys got to be over the moon how great that place is.
It is great, and it's again, the community responding to the entertainment that's coming their way. Tonight we've got Legacy Fighting Alliance, so MMA-style fighting. It's our second time in 6 months with them, and sales are exponentially bigger than last time. So for everybody who's out there wants to come out, see some great MMA, doors are at 5. First fights are at 5:30. The main card starts at 8. But again, it's wonderful offerings for them. We just had Globetrotters up there last week. We've got ZZ Top coming to Clarksville. Ooh. We've got American Floyd, which is a Pink Floyd laser light show coming our way. And then the TSSAA basketball games will be up there. So it's something wonderful for Clarksville. It's put Clarksville Entertainment on the map and provides a service and drives people to downtown Clarksville. And I'm actually, when I hang up with you guys, I'm getting in the car and heading there.
Oh, very nice. David Kells is with us from the Nashville Predators. So how does the strategy work of when to announce events? Because that's the fun part, too, is we sit here and talk about, you know, what you got going in the next few weeks. But I know that talk is about to become what's coming up in the next few months that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, and it's really around the artist cycle. You know, you try to line up to make as much noise as possible when you have an album coming out or when you have a tour coming out on the road. Is there a TV appearance or a late night show, or is there a special, or, you know, folks lining up with the Super Bowl? Everybody tries to make sure that there's a lot of the spotlight on that performer to maximize, you know, people's awareness of what you've got coming on. But you hit the nail on the head. There's kind of a lull right around Christmas until now, when events really aren't going on sale. People are still making plans. People are still making routings and all that kind of stuff. But right now is when we're making big announcements. We just announced the Black Crows a couple days ago. Zion Malik's coming to Bridgestone Arena. Diljit Dojan's coming. So a lot of great events have started to announce because the beginning of the year and tours are ready to get out there and fans are ready to buy tickets.
David, I think the world of you. You just do such a great job. Let me ask you this. How many years have you been doing what you're doing and with the arena and everything? How long have you been there?
I've been with the Preds for 20 years now, and I've been in the kind of the booking chair since 2012. And it's awesome. It's a great team. It's a great place to be. And Nashville's a wonderful market that supports live events.
Yeah, have you ever thought when you started this that there'd be a moment, because stand-up comedy has become so big, like Bargatze and Shane Gillis. Do you ever think you'd get to that place where you're selling out the arena with stand-up comedy guys?
I'd like to think I could predict the future and I knew this was all part of my divine plan or something like that, but no. The way Nashville has grown, the way comedy has grown in Nashville and that whole community with the folks at Outback Presents and Zanies have nurtured a real culture in town. And it's amazing to see these folks sell out, you know, 16,000 tickets for a comedy show. I wish I could say it was part of my plan, but it's wonderful to be here and be part of the wave.
Well, we're going to give you credit for that. David, in your job since 2012, is there one act that you booked where as you move yourself from your job, you become a fan, where you just sit there, maybe see them at soundcheck and go, what in the world? How did I get to this spot right here? Is there one moment that stands out for you?
I don't know one moment, but, you know, I make sure I watch 3 or 5 songs of every show because you can get tied up in paperwork and you can get tied up, you know, doing spreadsheets and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, seeing fans enjoy the shows, seeing fans have a great time, whether I know every lyric to the songs or not, it's a special moment when an artist is able to connect with the fans and the lights go down and people start screaming and there's just an energy that, you know, bleeds over to everybody and you get to be a part of it. It's awesome.
Is there one act that's your dream act to book that you've never booked yet?
It's a short list of folks who haven't played Bridgestone Arena. You know, Radiohead's never played Bridgestone Arena. But the other crazy thing is there's so many new headliners. There's so many people who weren't playing big arenas this time 12 months ago. You know, we have Red Clay Strays with 2 sold-out shows.
Yeah.
We have Treaty Oak Revival with 2 big shows. Those folks were not playing arenas 6 months ago, and now they're on the biggest stage in Nashville. It's awesome to see, and that pipeline just keeps coming. There's great people. There's great fans out there who are selling big tickets that weren't around not that long ago.
Dave Kells is with us. I just want to go ahead and let you know something. I was looking at the calendar, and I'm going to spoil something for you. April 19th through the 30th, you have that. There's nothing going on. You're going to have some playoff games during that time. Yeah. So I just want to throw that out there
in
the universe.
This team – this team is scratching and clawing for every point. If anytime you come to a Preds game, you don't want to leave early. Our comeback games, our overtimes, it's exciting hockey to watch, and this team cares, and they're pushing for it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. David, always fun to talk to you, and hopefully you got some wrestling announcements coming up. You know I like that. But always
we do. So look for stuff for Nashville and Clarksville. We got you.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. I like that. I like that. David, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too. David Kells, Chief Venues Officer with the Predators in Bridgestone Arena and F&M Bank up in Clarksville as well. We'll come back. We'll give our final predictions, I guess.
Yeah, we're not going to waste your time.
For the Super Bowl and what day is it? And celebrity birthdays. We'll do that as well. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.